is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You can dance all you want.
I just want the record to show that this is Barry Laminack's song.
It sure is.
I was getting punked for my music the entire first hour of the show.
That's a jam.
And he's playing Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
Y'all must not know about me.
Oh, my God.
Just, this is a great song. Are you kidding? It's one of those ones I roll down the windows and just sing at the top of my lungs.
Please do right now.
Love this song. No, I have
Come
to keep
on,
my dignity.
Come on, break it out.
I have to keep my dignity in some form.
Why?
No way. This
isn't, you have to get it back
besides,
first?
This segment isn't about my dumbass.
Oh, that's right. We're getting
we'll
to that
We'll circle
first.
Back to this pathetic excuse of a song.
There's more whack songs coming. Don't worry. You don't have to circle back to this one. We can get to Umbrella, and then you can...
Good. I hope the text line kills you for it.
You can get on me about Umbrella, Good. Ella, if all you want.
And you even put it in parentheses.
Like that? Yeah, did you? When I set the list, let's put Rihanna, Umbrella, Ella.
That's the best part of the song, let's be honest.
Hey,
I'm actually not going to hate on you for that song.
That's a good ass song.
This one I will.
And so is this one,
no,
bitch.
No, it's not.
Now, let's get to this dog thing. So, as I understand it, you said in a previous story about your dog that you thought you were getting a Chihuahua and you ended up with a Schnauzer. Please tell us the story about how this happened, because I know you said you've told us, but I don't remember.
We were in I was in a previous relationship. She wanted a Chihuahua. I did not. I thought Chihuahuas were ugly. I was looking online for a small dog after she finally convinced me to get a dog. And online, it's worded as such. And I don't want to hear your crap. I will turn your mic off.
He's doing it
micro
to himself.
Teacup Chorky. It was sold to me.
A what? A Chorky? Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Oh, it was supposed to be half Chihuahua, half Yorkie, and they called it a Chorky. Shut the hell up. Let me finish the damn story first.
Oh, my God.
Turn your damn mic off.
A Chorky.
So this lady...
Wait. You were trying to buy a Chorky? Who wanted a Chorky?
I figured a Yorkie looked better than a Chihuahua. It would be less uglier
hey,
than
babe,
a Chihuahua.
How much for a Chorky?
So I went for a Chorky.
That sounds like something you get at the rodeo carnival.
I was thinking a little bit of a different spot.
No, what the hell are you talking about?
Man, I'm filled up on Chorkies, man. I can't eat anymore.
It's like something you get in Vegas.
Hey, I was like, this is going to be perfect. Sweetie, look, you wanted a Chihuahua. I didn't. This is a perfect compromise.
I got us a Chorky.
I just didn't want a Chihuahua.
Oh, my
God. This is a compromise.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you thought you were getting a Chorky.
A micro teacup Chorky that wasn't supposed to grow more than 7 pounds.
A micro teacup Chorky.
What kind of... You bought like a little person dog.
It was supposed to be.
A micro teacup.
Where'd you buy it? Out of a vending machine?
That's like on Craigslist.
Oh my God.
And I met her at the HEB right down the street.
I don't know how you ended up with a Schnauzer buying a dog on Craigslist that you thought was a micro teacup.
Did you ask for the dog's papers?
And you ended up.
I did. She wouldn't give it to me. Though.
You want to know how ironic it is that you got catfished on a dog? Do you know?
You remember that HEB that was right down the street?
Yeah,
it moved. I met her literally at that HEB
on
Westheimer in the parking lot of HEB. Yeah.
Bro, of all of the stories that you have told, I would have totally remembered this. You bought a micro teacup Chorky on Craigslist at an HEB.
This was all talked about 2 years ago.
Wait a minute. He asked for the papers? She wouldn't give them to him.
I left them at the house.
She couldn't rip it out of the coloring book.
Worst thing about it, she was driving a really nice BMW SUV. Like, this lady looked like she had money.
She's suckering people out there. Chorky money.
She's taking to the cleaners. Right.
Bro, do you know how many Chorkies she sold? She's got that Mercedes money.
She got me for a Chorky, for sure.
Nick's looking at the...
So I'm thinking, I'm really proud. I'm bringing this dog to my...
Yo, babe, I got you a micro Chorky.
I'm thinking it's not
going to
get bigger than 7 pounds. It ends up And ends up 23 and a half pounds.
So this is what happens, though, when your ass gets a dog on Craigslist that your wife didn't want, or your girl, was it your wife?
No. Ex-fiance.
Ex-fiance didn't want. You get stuck with what you thought was a Chorky, and it's a Schnauzer.
Yeah.
So you didn't even get a Chihuahua or a Yorkie Chorky.
We ended up getting a second Chihuahua. We broke up.
She took the Chihuahua.
I got the Schnauzer.
You got a Chorky.
This was all discussed 2 years ago.
You got a Chorky Schnauzer.
Yeah, well, a Chorky kind of. Yeah, a Chorky.
You got a mutt is what you got. It's probably not even a Schnauzer. It probably just like has some Schnauzer in it.
A Chowser.
30% of the people say it's a Terrier. 70% of the people say it's a Schnauzer.
Have you tried to do like an ancestry DNA on it?
You can if you wanted to.
You should totally do that.
Nick's looking at the Westminster Dog Show, looking at where's the Chorky section?
It's a 23-pound dog. Who cares?
Oh my God, a freaking Chorky, Nick?
Yeah.
And you thought that was going to be a good idea?
It was a compromise
on Craigslist.
I was trying to avoid the face of a Chihuahua.
In the back of a breeder's book.
I was avoiding the unnecessary bark of
a
Chihuahua.
And so you went to Craigslist.
Dude, that was my first time I ever got a dog. I wasn't like...
You don't get dogs... You now don't get I know dogs that. And women Wait. On Craigslist.
Women?
You don't how, get dogs and
how
women
How much did you
on
pay
Craigslist.
For a Chorky?
Get a couch on Craigslist.
I don't want to reveal that information.
Oh,
that's
my
not
God.
Even,
how
that's
much
not
did
relevant.
You,
how much?
If
it's
she
not
was,
relevant.
You said she was driving a Beamer?
Yeah.
You paid $1,000.
$250.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't pay $250 for a Chorky.
That's what I paid.
But I wouldn't pay $100 for a Schnauzer, so...
I still got that lady's number, by the way.
Oh, you should call her and tell her she ripped you off.
It's literally saved in my phone.
Can we call
lady.
Her? No. Why? It was Chorky lady.
Well,
can we
skinny.
Call her and I can ask her, hey, ma'am, I'm looking for Chorkies. Do you happen to have any for sale?
It literally is saved as Chihuahua lady on my phone. I'm not even lying to you.
But it should be saved as Schnauzer lady. Why is it? Oh, you're showing
you
her
giving
number?
Giving him the number?
Yeah. Because she scammed me.
We should call her.
I'll
you should
her.
Call her and be like, hey, so I just found out I got the 23andMe back on my dog.
So we just blind call her one time. Just one should, time.
Yes,
one time.
We should.
Ma'am.
We should call her and be like, yeah, I bought a dog from you several years ago. You said it was a Chorky. Bitch, this is a Schnauzer. I want my money back. And my dog barks when I fake fart. This dog is dumb and I want my money back. Oh, are we doing this? Don't we have to tell her she's on the air?
No, we don't.
You sure?
You're such a liar. Yes, we do.
It's okay. We don't got to tell her.
Just say it real fast.
Yeah. Hi, you're on ESPN Radio. I was trying to buy a Chorky.
I've been intrigued by the ketchup mayo combinations out
she
there.
She won't answer.
Can I get a...
It's a number she doesn't recognize.
Oh.
She's lucky. Because I'm genuinely upset right now for being punked for the second segment in 2 years.
And now you're upset.
We went through this whole process 2 years ago.
How old is this
but
dog?
But Barry Laminack has Alzheimer's and he doesn't remember anything he says.
What?
You have what?
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Altoids. He's got Alzheimer's. What? How old is your dog?
Six.
So you're going to try to return a six-year-old dog?
Yeah.
You wouldn't give that dog back now.
I wouldn't give the dog back, but I'd call her out.
You want money back?
No, I don't want money back.
You want the BMW? $250,
if you think about it, over the course of...
I mean...
You're going to spend a lot more money on that dog.
I mean, it is purebred.
It's pure Chorkhauser.
It's actually...
It's 100%...
It's purely two different breeds.
It's 100% Chorkhauser. There's no doubt about it. It is all of those and maybe some... Terrier.
A Chorky. I've never heard that.
Bro, yeah, I've
micro
never heard.
Teacup Chorky. Search it. Google
it's
it.
It's not bad enough that it's a Chorky. It's a micro. Not bad enough it's a teacup Chorky.
What? When you hear micro, and how much your dog weigh?
It's a cross between a Chihuahua and the Yorkshire Terrier.
Well, no doubt. That's what it's supposed to be.
Chorky.
What? Wait a minute. How
I'm a pro,
how much does your dog weigh?
23 pounds.
What part of micro?
I know.
We've had
this damn discussion. I hate you guys so much.
I do not remember this discussion. Joel, do you
I
remember
really
this?
Don't.
Yeah. We've had this discussion.
I think you got high one night and just had the argument in your house by
with
yourself
you.
With
no,
us.
No, you were the same a-hole dumbass that made fun of me the last time. It was
I
you.
I don't remember this.
It was you, and then it was Joel piling on. It totally was.
That doesn't sound like me.
It absolutely does.
It doesn't sound like anything I would do. I'm just asking questions. That's all. I'm just asking questions about your Chorky. That's all I'm...
What if she calls back? I think we are supposed to tell her that she's on
the air. Yes, we are.
If she calls back, just say, hey, my name's Nick with ESPN Radio. Can I put you on the air? We were talking Chorkies and wanted to get your opinion on it.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to leave it to you at that point.
And then I'm going
to
be like, hey, I met your ass at an HEB, and I thought I was getting a Chorky, and you sold me a schnauzer.
But you can't tell her that, though.
Why?
You can't yell at her like that.
Why?
Yeah, why not?
Well, are you kidding me? I'm mad. I'm supposed to be getting my money back for this whack-ass dog that I thought I was getting that I didn't get. Yeah, I'm going to be mad. You got to be mad. Why are you getting scared of her now?
Say, I was engaged to this woman.
I just called her on the air. What are you talking about?
I was engaged to this woman. She was going to marry me because I was the man of her dreams, and I was bringing her the dog of her dreams, this rare breed, this Chorky, and when she found out it was no such thing, she left me.
Oh, my God, Nicholas. That's the funniest thing I think you've ever told me, is that you tried to buy a Chorky.
Yeah, I did.
God,
full disclosure.
You. God
about
bless
eight,
you.
About that six, is... 7 years ago, 8 years ago, but yeah, I did.
And you were going to throw, and you threw $250 at it.
I did. I was actually a cat guy like Barry for most of my life. So I wasn't really familiar with dogs. I had a couple dogs growing up, but I've never owned one on my own. So the first place, at that time, Craigslist wasn't like a bad place to go look for stuff. I feel like now its reputation is kind of tarnished. Like, I wouldn't go to Craigslist for anything.
I'm surprised you were still living from the way some of these Craigslist transactions go down.
I figured we're meeting in the Galleria.
Have you bought other stuff on Craigslist?
I have, yeah.
What?
I bought equipment, like used equipment, automotive equipment.
Like?
For my dad's shop, for sure.
Okay. Well, that I understand.
Like industrial equipment.
But I thought you meant like you thought you were getting some Sony headphones. You got some phony.
No. Headphones. I've sold stuff on
Pioneer
Craigslist.
Sony. You got you a phony.
Yeah. It was a good place to buy and sell stuff. The problem is they would actually have to meet people, and some of these people were crazies.
So I bought my wife... I bought a replacement phone to get me by for like 2 months until my, cause I dropped or broke my phone, excuse me. And I still had like 2 months left before I could replace it without paying an exorbitant amount of money. So I took to Craigslist and was like, oh, here's an Android phone I can buy. It was the sketchiest thing I've ever been involved with. And I've been involved in some sketchy stuff. And I was like, this is definitely a stolen phone. The dude like didn't get out of his car. It was weird. It was like he just pulled up where I'm standing. And he was like, here you go, bro. And then that's it. He drove off. And I was like,
what if you got the phone and it didn't work?
It didn't work.
Oh, God.
It totally did not work. I couldn't activate it. They were like, nope, you can't activate it. I tried to call that guy back. Nope.
How much paid
Nowhere to be found. Oh, I paid like $50 for it. It wasn't no $250 for a Chorky. It was $50 bucks for.
I'm shocked it's still around, considering there's no online platform to exchange money. You have to go meet the person and exchange. So how people is that website?
I was
even
gonna say, when you watch the news, that was like one of the easiest ways to bait people in so they could rob them. You're coming to an HEB parking lot with $250 in cash.
And I would be worried because Nick's already buying pet insurance, so he's obviously falling for everything out there.
I would never do that again.
Somebody said Nick is the guy who sends thousands of dollars overseas and gets scammed.
Shut your hole.
Guys, check this out, man. I think I'm going to be a millionaire. I just got an email from this Nigerian prince. Apparently, he hit the lotto. I just had to send him a grand. Boom! I got $2 million coming to me next week. So guess what? I quit, bitches. Nick in 2 weeks. Hey, Mr. Gow, can I have my job back?
Brother Numpsy!
Apparently, that wasn't a legitimate email. And my Chorky's hungry as hell. And I ain't got no money anymore to feed it. So that's great.
Let's Nick talk about your terrible music.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you just list it as Daughtry instead of Chris Daughtry?
It's Daughtry. And that's the name of the group, Daughtry.
They would say Daughtry. By the way, they say Alzheimer's, by the way.
That's like Alzheimer's. There's no T.
Yeah.
Absolutely pronounced with the T, you dumbasses.
The Z is in there.
Alzheimer's.
Okay. You want me to play it for you two dumbasses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do.
Is that Alzheimer's?
Yeah, you guys are both dumbasses, no. By the way.
Alzheimer's?
When we come back.
The Hall of Fame?
We'll come back.
Okay.
It's Alzheimer's. It's not Alzheimer's.
It's spelled phonetically on Webster.com, you dumbass.
No, it's not.
When we find people's audio calling it Alzheimer's, you're going to be regretful.
I want to hear a doctor say it. I don't want you to get someone from Craigslist, a translator.
No, you're about to sound like a dumbass, both of you.
You're like, I got this translator.
Because both of you are going to sound like dumbasses.
I got this translator from Craigslist, and she knows all the words.
You're the last person to be talking about English spelling, because you spell like Lamont. So let's just be honest, all right? Let's just be real. That's why you're blocking everybody, because you spell like Lamont.
I spell about once every 50 words.
How do you spell
wrong?
Sensitive, by the way?
Because
that was a disaster, too.
I spelled it wrong.
Okay.
I didn't realize you were going to get this upset about it.
We got to go to break.
Oh,
we'll be back with more Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips for the rainy day.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yay me! I win!
Oh my God.
I was respectfully, Nicholas, going through the deleted text.
And?
I should have got rid of that one.
And I see one that says, Beyonce in the Irreplaceable was released in 2006. Last time I checked. Did you not say that our lists were from 2007?
So can't spell and he can't count. Okay.
Bye.
I mean, Irreplaceable. Irreplaceable. Yeah.
Oh, it was replaceable. You just didn't do it in time. You submitted your list.
Damn it. It was on the charts in 2007. It's just released in 2006.
Oh, I think we've had this discussion before a time or two. So, no. You're DQ'd.
Oh, man. I got to check your list now.
See, I know.
I'm fine.
Now he's because I'm the only one standing. So, now he's coming at me.
This is the Royal Rumble. Nick got thrown over first of the top rope. Here I am thinking I'm hanging in, strutting like Ric Flair. Boom. I got hit with a chair. I'm out.
Woo!
Now Nick is left. Okay. I'm going to look.
Okay.
I'm going to look. Okay. Okay.
You be careful you walk in my clubhouse. You don't just walk in my clubhouse.
So, real quick, as some sports news before we get back to the foolishness, Juan Adams versus Greg Hardy is going to happen. That's going down ESPN 4 card
Juan
here in
lobbied
Texas.
For it. Good for him.
Juan got busy on Twitter and talked about it a lot. He went after Greg Hardy, and he's going to get his wish now. Juan's coming off a loss. Greg Hardy's coming off a dominant performance against a tomato can. So now
do you want him to see because he's got Houston ties, but now you want him to see because of the reasoning behind it, right?
Right. Absolutely. I think this is a very winnable fight for Juan. I think Greg Hardy's been overrated. I think he's a strong guy, but I don't think he's good at MMA.
Yeah, he's a naturally tough guy for sure.
Right. He'd be good. And what was the dude with the beard, the brawler, not Chuck Liddell, but it was, dang it. Back in the day, there was an MMA guy that just like all his style was a brawler.
Back, Evan Tanner had up.
No.
Josh Berkman.
He reminded me of Greg Anvil Neidhart, or whatever the hell his name was with the beard. But anyways, that's what Greg Hardy is. He's a brawler. He doesn't really have a good skill set. And Derek Lewis is a brawler, but Derek Lewis has a good skill set.
And he's massive.
And he's a massive human being and whatnot.
He's massive.
I think Greg Hardy just came to the game way too late. So, I'll take Juan in that one for sure. That card is shaping up to be pretty nice. Couple of good ones. Local kid, Steven Peterson, not local, but local to Texas, a Dallas fighter, taking on Alex Caceres. So that'll be a pretty interesting fight, I think, as well. Because I'll tell you what, Steven Peterson is a tough dude. Felipe Calares is facing Domingo Pilarte, who is also from Houston. So going to be a pretty interesting card. A lot of Texas fighters on there. That's it.
Cool.
That's sports now. Jerry wants to get in on this Alzheimer's thing.
Jeez.
Jerry, what's
Hello.
Up? What's up, Jerry?
Heads up,
Tank Abbott.
Tank Abbott.
Oh, that's who it was. Tank
Abbott.
Didn't
he look like Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Absolutely. Yeah. How could I forget that guy?
I totally forgot about
him. My first video that I ever edited on for MMA was with Tank Abbott.
Really?
I swear.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Greg Hardy's like a poor man's Tank Abbott. He's just going to go out there and throw bombs.
He would drink during his training camp. Yeah. He was a beast.
If you could smoke in the ring, Tank Abbott would have definitely smoked in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was a beast. But Greg Hardy's definitely better. But you're right. He's not an MMA guy. Once he faces some decent competition, he's going to – somebody with a little ground game can just pull his legs out from under him. That's it. It's a wrap. So he's there's levels to that. You know what I'm saying? He's not on that level yet. But he is a beast. If he catches you, going to sleep. But I got my popcorn here ready. I just wanted to hear you guys heckle Nick about his Alzheimer's or whatever. But it's not as bad as my mom. My mom, my poor mom, she calls it old-timers.
She doesn't know.
Alzheimer's, mom, not old-timers.
How do you pronounce it, Jerry?
So, you know, I was going to say, it's like...
No, Joe, hold on. Before we even go any further, how do you pronounce it?
Yes.
How do you pronounce
Alzheimer's.
It?
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's
disease.
All
right, now listen, dumbass.
Alzheimer's disease.
Listen, dumbass.
Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's.
He's saying the T in it, dummy. Yeah.
You said T. There's no T.
Alzheimer's disease.
How do you not hear the T in that?
It's an S.
How do you not hear it?
Alzheimer's disease.
It's even spelt phonetically with a T.
Alzheimer's disease.
Because the Z is pronounced that way.
Yes. All right, but go ahead, dumbass. Go ahead.
I mean, if you're going to be a dumbass, you might as well just say old-timers then.
All right. We're done with this, dude.
Nick, use his editorial control. Boom, you're gone. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, my God.
With Jerry, you got to say Alzheimer's.
Yeah, Jerry will get after it. Oh, gosh, that's too funny. Yeah, hey. Several people, Tank Abbott. Somebody said Tank Adams. Nope. Definitely not Tank Adams. Now you're combining Tank Abbott with Juan Adams.
And yeah, Abbott. Yeah.
That's not a person. a couple of texts. Somebody said I'd be happy to assist Joel with his AC replacement.
It's a little late for that. That would have been great.
Where were you three years ago?
Where were you like 12 hours ago or whenever?
When he bitched about it.
But I appreciate it.
Somebody said, when you go to Craigslist and you do a transaction, you always take a friend, drop him around the corner so he can watch you get stabbed and call the cops. So that's how that goes.
Don't leave him on foot. He's got to be in the car so he can go either get help or go after the guy.
Exactly.
This is another song by Barry.
Why are you looking at me like that, Joel?
Because I actually like the song. But this is
a great song.
This is one of those deals where we've said along the way when you're doing these lists, great song, but there are certain songs you just don't play for a Way Back Wednesday.
True. Love this song.
Here you go, right now, go.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was
No, I can't
it.
Sing. I can't sing. I'm awful.
Windows down.
I'll run it.
Just close your eyes. Windows down. No one around. Go ahead. Go for it. Unleash the fury.
Come on. It would be bad. No. No.
Released in 2005, so you really can't count. You really can't count.
Okay.
Guess who didn't care this week?
Wait. Okay.
How did this end up on the 2007 list? I'm so pissed. Guess what? I'm not.
Okay.
I don't care. Okay.
Okay.
I've already been disqualified, so now it's just a matter of what songs I liked.
Okay.
Can I resubmit? I'm just going to go with songs from this year.
We're going to play the first hour of the Blitz? We'll be back. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Damn it.
But just believe me, girl. Someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go, second half of the big show coming up, and we do want to tell you that before we get to anything else, the Cannon is opening up a 120,000 square foot co-working office space dedicated to entrepreneurs, located just north of City Center and the Beltway. Pre-leasing is available. Nearly two-thirds of the office is already taken up, but there is room for you. There's flexible month-to-month leasing, free convenient parking, bookable meeting rooms, and printing services. Visit thecannonhouston.com/ESPN to book a tour while they still have some offices available. So if you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, check it out. There you go.
Do it. Real quick, somebody texted in and said the fighter I was thinking of was Limbo Dice. And then they texted and put, damn it, autocorrect, it's Kimbo Slice. And the answer was no on either of those. It was Tank Abbott. But we appreciate you, Limbo Dice. My second favorite fighter was Limbo Dice. I really liked him.
You get that on Craigslist as light.
Yeah, he was a Craigslist fighter. That's what he was. He was,
I was looking for a limbo dice, which is lice on Craigslist when you chorky it. Hey, guess who's here, Barry?
Who's here, Joel?
Your favorite. Or, I mean, you're her favorite.
Your favorite.
No. Yes. Courtney is here from our marketing team.
Yay!
Marketing director. Put some respect on it.
You just did.
Okay. I don't even think that's the right title.
It is.
You don't got her title right.
Barry was
promotions director
on it. So let it go.
It's promotions director?
It is.
Oh, well, we got to get you a raise. Got to get you a bump to marketing director.
Promotion.
There you go.
Same title as Michelle. Barry, handle your business.
I thought it was marketing. It's promotion. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you correct me they correct you. It works out. It's a chain.
Hey, what kind of dog do you have? Do you have a dog?
Oh, no.
No.
You don't have a dog?
Because I don't have a yard. Once I get a yard, I'm going to.
Have you ever heard of a Chorky?
A Chihuahua Yorkie?
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
No, but see, I'm sure
she knew exactly what you were talking about.
You got to blend it.
A Chorky? Would you ever buy a Chorky on Craigslist?
I wouldn't buy anything on Craigslist.
Nick bought his dog on Craigslist. A Chorky.
Is it a real?
Wait, don't sell it short.
Years ago,
that
Courtney,
ended up
years
being
ago.
A schnauzer.
A micro teacup.
Yeah.
Chorky.
Yeah. So I was just curious. We discussed that at the beginning of the hour. So we just thought I would ask you if you had a weird dog like a Chorky. Okay.
How excited are you, by the way, that your first endeavor with a golf tournament here is already sold out?
Look at
you.
I know. But I couldn't have done it without y'all.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
The big show probably helped sell most of them.
Being y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. She's done. Get her out of here.
She's your favorite.
Get her out of here. Of course, we're the big show. We say it. And Joel says it all the time.
Yeah.
2 hours to go in the big show.
I know. I couldn't have done it without y'all.
Did you separate John and Lance?
Yes, I did.
And then you auctioned them off?
Yeah.
How much money did they bring in?
$2,100.
Each one?
No.
Combined?
Who had more money?
Lance had $104.
He paid it himself, I bet you.
Probably.
I bet you. He was like, you know what? I'm just going to add an extra $100 and we'll give it to the winner who had $1,000.
Right.
That's good, though. $2,100 between the two of them.
That's great.
Now, our show, The Big Show.
Need shirts.
And The Blitz could not participate because you decided to start it in the middle of the day because I guess you just wanted everyone to die from heat stroke.
Correct. But... in the new promo, I added, come hang out with us in the clubhouse because we'll be broadcasting all day so people can come hang out.
Oh, that's what they want to do.
Since they can't sign up for the golf tournament anymore.
Because the slots are full.
But did you take into consideration that that's for the people? But if Barry and I like golf, we would have liked to have golfed.
Okay, this is for the kids, guys. This is for charity.
Oh, this is
now
all
you're
about
going
us.
To the it's
this
for
is
the
totally
children.
About us.
Okay.
This is totally about us. Like, this, what? This is all about us.
Let's get off on an even happier topic. So how are the shirts coming?
Okay, so seriously, I knew you were going to ask me this. There is a big surprise for the shirts, and I don't want to ruin it for y'all, but Todd and I had a brainstorming meeting on Friday about our next event, and there's like a big surprise with the shirts.
Oh, really?
I'm serious, yes.
So do I still have to do the logo design,
yes,
or are we
need
done?
The shirts to be made, and then there's going to be like a big surprise with an event and the shirt. It's
okay.
Gonna be, like,
so I need
bigger.
To hurry up then.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I have the initial thing done, but this is
last time there was a big surprise, our commercial got shot down. So. we're trying to make progress around here, so we're going to take your word for it.
So what else is going on? We've got the upcoming golf tournament. Yes. What else is happening in the world of promotions? See, I almost said marketing, and that wouldn't have been it.
No. So, Raheel is actually on his way.
What else you got? No, I'm just kidding.
No, Raheel.
He's going to be doing that axe grinding thing?
Yes. So, he's out at Ratchet Hatchet tonight from 5 to 7.
And people can show up and throw axes at him.
With him. With,
I kind of like my idea better.
With him, and Cowboys and Indians is going to have food there for people. So,
good.
And throw axes.
Raheel. Well, good.
And then the Blitz has their last Sam Houston Race Park broadcast on Friday from 4 to 7.
Oh, no more for the rest of the season or the rest of the year?
Rest of the season, yeah.
What did the season run from? Do we know?
It changes because I know Fred was saying instead of like the real racehorses and stuff, they were doing it was kind of they were scaling down.
Oh, gotcha.
Based on after Kentucky Derby and everything else, I think gotcha. I think it's seasonal then.
Okay. So. Oh, well, cool.
Sure.
At least our marketing director, I mean promotion director, at least she's got it covered. We're fine.
Giveaways though, we've got Stone Temple Pilot tickets that we're giving away this week.
You a STP fan?
Yeah. I saw the cover being at Grunge Fest, though, and they were really
good. She's not
good.
An STP.
No, not even close.
She's like, no, I don't like that oil. I prefer Mobile One. Like, what?
Do you like early Scott Whelan or on this new tour as the lead singer?
Early, for sure.
Okay, good.
What was your favorite?
Because he passed away.
What was your...
Okay, all right, just checking.
So what's your favorite STP song?
Don't look at me to help you. Don't look at me to help you. He's your favorite. Go ahead.
I'm just asking because I couldn't name one.
That one.
Oh, you like Plush? I saw you.
Yes, mouth.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay. Is that right? You just okay.
I know they're really popular. So they're these very tickets popular. They're in demand, and yes. We are giving them away.
That's badass.
I know.
That's really badass. So, what else?
Next week, we're giving away spots to the James Harden camp.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
So we're giving those away. We are giving away green for a day tickets, but the reserved balcony seats, not just like general admission tickets, reserved seats to green for a day. It's the Green Day cover band.
Okay. I was going to say.
I
have a question. What is green for a day?
Like, yeah.
I thought it was lawn talk. I almost got excited. I was like, wait a minute. Does this have to do with lawns? How come I'm not involved?
It's the Green Day cover band, and it's reserved balcony.
Where is this going to take place?
House of Blues.
House of Blues.
On July 5th.
I like it. Yeah. And the STP concert is?
At Revention on October 1st.
It's a ways away.
Oh, we have a ways away. It's a ways away. Okay. Very cool. What else? Anything else? I mean, that's a lot. Don't get me wrong.
It is. One more thing. We're going to start the Slitterbond Mr. Bond contest next week.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. We're going to start the what?
A Slitterbond Mr. Bond.
There it made it into it. Because the first time I thought you had a knife in your hand, you were the Slitterbond. I'm like, wait a minute. We were on a pronunciation guide today.
We've been very picky about pronunciation today. We were getting on. By the way, you know that affliction where people that can't remember stuff, what's it called?
As you get older.
Old people, you get it? They can't
Alzheimer's?
Remember. How was it?
Oh, what Alzheimer's? Did she just say?
Say it one more time.
Alzheimer's.
Oh,
there
okay.
She just, no there's no T in there. In the way she said
okay,
that.
Okay, let's repeat what she just said then.
Was there a T in it?
Absolutely.
Alzheimer's.
Is it a T in there or no T?
No.
Okay. So everyone except Nick agrees that there's no T in the pronunciation of Alzheimer's.
It's literally in the phonetic spelling, you dummy.
Nick pronounces a few words really funny. What was that on Friday, that segment y'all had? I was dying at
which
the
one?
Fellatio one.
Oh. Well, that was intentional.
Crying.
That was intentional.
Was
that was intentional.
So
Alts. Alzheimer's.
Yeah, because you did say Slitterbond, and you were going to get in trouble from all three of them. There you go. All right. So now,
don't
slow
it down too much. just trying to keep it clean for the kids.
Can't remember stuff. What's it called?
As you get older.
Old people, they get it. They can't
Alzheimer's?
Remember. How was it? Oh, what did she just say? He got so excited.
She said it with a T.
No. She just said she didn't say it with a T.
She just said it with a T on the
again.
Air.
Okay. Oh,
this is what we do. Shouldn't where people that can't remember stuff. What's it called?
As you get older.
Old people, you get it? They can't
Alzheimer's?
Remember? I heard the
she
Z.
She totally
I
said with
the
Z.
I didn't hear any
she
T.
Totally said with the T.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
No,
and it's spelled phonetically with the T.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
You want to buy a teacup chorky?
Micro?
Aww.
Micro?
Maybe for a few days.
Not anymore.
How much would you
it's
pay
not,
for
it's
a
it's not a teacup
chorky.
Anymore.
Oh, I rescue dogs. I don't pay for them.
Yeah, see?
You rescue dogs?
Yes.
I thought you didn't have a yard.
You know, Lisa does
no,
that
like
too.
When
you had a yard. Oh, I got
yeah.
you. Oh, so you put it on them. Oh, that's yeah. great. You're like, I'm going to do this, but y'all are going to keep it.
And then when I grow up and have a yard, I will
when you become
rescue,
an adult.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
All right. So Schlitterbond, we didn't get to the rest of that because you butchered the name or you okay. said it wrong. Yes. What's going on with the Schlitterbond?
We're
going
to start the contest next week. It's called the Mr. Bond contest, and it's basically. The best Mr. Bond, so the best, I guess, dad bod picture, and we're voting on it, and they get season passes for the rest
nice.
Of the season.
Joel's got yeah. this in the bag.
I got it wrapped up.
Yeah.
Dad bod extraordinaire.
Yep. I'm going to wear the, I'm not wearing the Speedo.
No, we don't have to do this, right? This is the listeners.
Hey, if you want to.
No one wants to see any of us with our shirt off.
Fred is in.
I promise you. What?
Fred is in.
Fred?
Yep.
No one wants to see anyone at this station that's on air without their shirt. I think Raheel probably, and that would be it.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yep.
Nick?
I wouldn't want to see Raheel shirtless. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying like... Of all of us, though,
nobody.
It wouldn't disgust you to see Raheel. The rest of us would be disgusting.
Me to see Raheel.
No,
Barry Warner's not here anymore. Otherwise, he'd be everybody's favorite.
It would disgust you to see Raheel without a shirt.
What? Why do you want to see Raheel shirtless? I can bring him in if you want.
No, I'm just saying. Of you all don't have of us,
to. You just mentioned his name. He'll be here in 5 minutes.
I'm just saying of the rest of us on air. If you had
no,
to pick
I wouldn't
one.
Want to. No, no.
Oh my
zero.
Gosh.
No.
Okay, I think you know the point that I was trying to make, but all right.
I agree with you, Barry.
Thank you.
Welcome. Courtney, thanks for stopping in. Good luck with your new title, our t-shirts, and a whole lot more.
Oh, let it go, Joel.
And if there's any cooking classes where you'll be slitterbotting some choice cuts of meat.
Give your Twitter out, because I know there's going to be tons of, hey, what's Courtney's Twitter, so I can be creepy.
At Chemistry with CB.
Chemistry with CB.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is there a T in there?
No.
No. Oh, yeah, Chemistry.
No. Oh, no! All right, we'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You
don't have the time. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go. Wherever you may be in the city. And of course, if you miss anything on the shows, you can always go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top. Catch up on what you missed. While you're there, download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Never have an issue again. Well, within reason. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that Ozzie Guillen thing.
Uh-huh.
And I said that Paul Gallant had gotten into it with Guillen when he was still managing the White Sox and they were in town to play the Astros.
Yes.
To set the scene up for you, I didn't realize it was this, shall I say, harsh when he went after Paul.
Okay.
But if you remember, he was suspended for 5 games by Major League Baseball because he had made comments about Fidel Castro and kind of went off the beaten path and got some people fired up. Well, when he came through town, Paul asked him about it.
About Fidel Castro. Uh-huh,
and okay. The suspension, everything like that. And he didn't take it so well. So we'll get that for you. But let's just say that he didn't hold back, and uh-huh. There were a few cuss words.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. I'm sure it was pleasant, to say the least. I didn't watch the game last night.
Which one? The basketball game?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have a question for you about the game, because you look at the box score, and I had the box score in front of me, mm-hmm. and I don't know if it tells the whole story, because, you know, sometimes you watch a game, and you're not going to get the full story of what happened. Sure. Now, for all intents and purposes, it was pretty much a blowout.
Yep.
Okay. Based on the score, 120 to 102. Did I miss something and Chris Middleton went off?
He was their only offense.
I mean, Giannis had 25, but he's going to get his. But
is he? Because I'll tell you this. He had 12 the last game, and Toronto's figured something out that Milwaukee's going to have to counter because they're basically playing a 2-1-2 zone,
mm-hmm.
and anytime Giannis takes one step inside, even on the top part of the key, they are collapsing the middle. They are swarming him, and the guys around the rest of the team, other than Middleton, aren't making shots. Eric Bledsoe has completely disappeared. And a big thing that you and I have been on all year long is the bench play of all teams yep. in the playoffs. Toronto's bench finally stepped up. You know, Milwaukee's bench had like a 50-point advantage in the series in terms of bench scoring. And Toronto's bench obliterated them last night.
What did I miss, though? Middleton had 30-something, like 31 points between the first 3 games. And then he goes off for 30.
Well, I mean, can score.
Did they just say, hey, you know what? If someone's going to beat us, it's right. going to be him?
Yeah, and they left him alone on the 3-point line. Okay. And while they were doubling Giannis, Milwaukee at least swung the ball a little bit to find an open shooter. But when I look at that, I'm worried about the Bucks. And Budenholzer has got to like I said, he's got to have a counterpunch. He's got to counter what the Raptors are doing now. Because with Kawhi wounded, and he really looks like something's bothering him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that Milwaukee, they better take control and do what they need to do. But now it's a long series. And well, Milwaukee's offense, when Toronto starts doing this swarming on Giannis, they don't look so good.
Well, it's going to be different at home, though. I mean,
it should be.
It was a different series the first two games also when the Bucks won at home. So I wouldn't say that they're in trouble. It's just a lot more difficult to win on the road. Although I wouldn't expect a blowout like that to occur for a team that you think, well, this team will probably could go on and beat the Warriors. I'm speaking of the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So, but you're going to have bad games. And it is weird that you get 25 from Giannis and 30 from Middleton and still lose by 18.
And if you look, four games, they're basically carbon copies of each other. First game was close. Second game, Bucks blew them out.
Yeah.
Third game, close. Fourth game, Toronto blows them out. So now it looks like it's going to go seven because if everybody holds serve.
Well, three game series. Who you got?
I mean, with two in Milwaukee, I would assume, and again, at less than 100% Kawhi.
Yeah.
I think Milwaukee should win the series.
I'm with you.
We'll see.
Okay. I'm with you. Who you got? Three game series, Bucks and Raptors.
Probably the Bucks
because of the home court.
Yep,
I think that's the difference. It seems like really important in this series and in
plus
the playoffs.
That 12-point performance, I don't think will be repeated again.
Yeah,
but again, you got to watch the way they're defending him because he can't shoot consistently. So he's constantly trying his spins and all the different things when he sees the double teams coming, and they're just sending it a third guy if they have to, and saying someone else literally is going to have to beat him. Brogdon didn't make shots. Bledsoe's been a no-show. And on the other side, Kyle Lowry stepped up big. And ever since they gave Norman Powell some big minutes, he's been performing well.
I was going to say, do you give any credit to Kyle Lowry? He had 25. He's had two good games in this series.
Yep.
Two not-so-good games. I mean, 15 isn't awful, but 11. You need to be contributing more than 11 points like he did in game three.
Especially making $30 million a year.
But they won that game.
The big thing is he got a bunch of points early last night.
Yeah.
First quarter points. But they needed that just to get off to a hot start and get momentum building. And then, like I said, look, it wasn't a blowout per se. It was within a 10-point or less game for three quarters towards the end of till the very end of the third. And then Toronto just opened up a can it was over.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, at least you get one series that's worth watching, I guess, going down the stretch.
Right.
While the Warriors sit and wait and Kevin Durant is trying to get better. You know, the finals wouldn't start until next Thursday.
Did you see? Yeah, that's crazy. Did you see Durant go after Chris Broussard?
Yeah.
I loved it. Chris Broussard tried to talk about how, we've gone at each other worse than this for hours at a time. He goes, bro, you don't even have my number. That was the gist of the conversation. He goes, you don't even have my number. So, and by the way, Damian, save your call. Don't even care about you calling because I'm about to call out Chris Broussard again. Save your call because I've never come on air and said that me and a player have argued when I don't even have their phone number and had a player come out and call me out for that. That's a bad look, man.
Really bad. Tell now, everyone, give people the backstory, though.
Is it Durant? You give him the backstory. Is it Durant that's saying that do you think it's Durant maybe not completely telling the truth that they probably do talk, but trying to make Chris Broussard look bad?
So,
or is it just Chris Broussard trying to come out and he was trying to do his thing on, what is it, First Take or whatever?
It's on the FS1.
That's FS1. Right. It was Skip and Shannon.
Yeah.
And he was out there saying, basically you have to be able to take criticism if you're going to give criticism. And in this business we do. And Kevin Durant and I have gone at each other for hours on the phone. And then Kevin Durant quote tweets him and says, Cap, you don't even have my number.
Yeah. So
pretty crazy.
Here's the thing, though, to your question, right? If Broussard didn't come out and with a direct quote say, we've texted for two or three straight hours about life, basketball, media, faith, I would answer your question. I'll answer your question by saying, media members may not have players' phone numbers, but there's the media availability, and also these guys hover. The big guy, the quote unquote big name reporters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A., Broussard, those guys, they sit around the benches for the pregame shoots.
Uh-huh.
So while the players are done, most players, when they're done shooting for a while, will go sit on the bench for a little while. And they feel like they can get their personal time, kind of just, build a relationship, kind of yuck it up with the players kind of thing. That happens, right?
Right.
So even Jonathan Fagan and other people, they sit there, they do it. We used to do it because maybe you hear something about the game plan or something that they're trying to do or a guy's feeling good or coming off an injury. You can report that. But, I mean, it's a whole other ball game to say in the public on TV that you've texted with a guy for 2 to 3 hours straight And he comes back. That guy comes back and says,
"You don't even have my number."
Yeah,
it's a I found the quote. Katie and I have a love-hate relationship. We've texted for 2-3 hours straight about life, basketball, media, faith. Katie has gone at me much harder privately. We make a living critiquing athletes. It would be hypocritical of us to not be able to take it. That's Chris Broussard's quote on Undisputed on May 22nd or whatever. And then Durant quote tweets that and says, "Cap, cap, 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 cap. You don't have my number, man." That's a bad.
That's a horrible look.
I can't think of really. You lose all credibility.
That's what she's going to say. The credibility card just went out the window.
It's different when you predict something wrong. I think Portland in four. I think the Blazers sweep the Warriors. That's one thing. But when you come out and say, "Oh, me and this guy talk for hours," and he's like, "Bro, you don't even have my number." That stings.
It should. But again, some of these guys are like Teflon. They don't care. It's like, you know what? I got all these likes. I got all these people, you know, checking out this whole back and forth now, and they're tuned in. And so I'm getting more popular. So FS1 loves me.
So you really don't think this could be Kevin Durant just trying to make him look bad? I don't think that, because to Josh Rapp's point on Twitter, he said, "Now be careful. Take what Durant says with a grain of salt. That dude had a burner account."
True. So what I'm saying is, you know what? If you really want to solve this, if you're Broussard, show him a copy of a text. You can get it.
Oh.
Show him a copy of the text. Don't give the phone number. You don't have to put the phone number out there, but go, "You know what? Bro, who's lying and who's telling the truth? Here's one of them."
That's pretty simple.
Right?
Yeah. Now, of course, I could always just take a text conversation with you, put KD as the name of the contact, blur the number out, and then just be like, "Oh, here it is."
Well, it's easy to let fake. KD try and deny it.
But yeah.
Again, you'd put him on blast by saying, "Really, bro, if I was lying, why do I have one?" And right. Then see if Durant would either verify it, go away quietly, or question it.
Interesting. I found that to be really interesting that they're going back and forth like that. So,
yeah, not a good look for Chris Broussard though.
No, it's really not.
You know how many times I've called LeBron? LeBron is talking to me daily.
Just don't put a lisp on it.
Nope.
Josh Beaumont said Broussard responded saying, quote, "Text is a word that means communicating through DM and other means. KD is being petty." No. If you DM me, I'm going to say you DM'd me. If we texted a conversation, I'm going to say, like, if I send Nick something, I'm going to say, "Hey, I texted you that." But if I send it to his DMs, I'm going to say, "Yo, I put that in your DMs." I don't combine them. I don't believe that. Not buying that.
I'm with you.
Also, this is a great song. Whoever chose this, genius. By the way, is it the right year? Because I have no idea.
You got two songs. It doesn't matter at this point.
Damn you.
We're both disqualified, so.
All right, we're picking your list apart next. Here we go.
Stay tuned for that and more. It's the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do